Hello, everyone. Welcome. Today is Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. Wow, this month went by really, really fast. At least it did for me. Going into the month of May, this year is going by really fast. As always, I hope everyone's having a wonderful day. It is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day here in sunny Southern California. And whatever platform you're listening, be it live or the replay, thank you very much. I always appreciate it. Don't have an outro song today, but I'll get something that's already in here. Blunt Ninja, hi Ari, how are ya? Hope you're doing well. Frankie, how are you? And Mr. Enigma, welcome back. Hope you are doing well. Here. Hope you're doing well, my friend. All right, so let's get started. Today I would like to talk about parents who refuse to see a child's faults. Do you know when your kid isn't cute, or are you blinded by being their parent? How should you respond when they push their kid on you, fishing for that compliment? When this child is neither cute nor well behaved. So, oh, not Jim's predictive test. What do you do? Do parents know when their children are not being cute? I mean, now I'm going to put this out there, okay? And I might piss some people off. I apologize if I do, or I may not. You know, are you one of those parents who think that everything your child does is cute, you know, when it's not cute? You know, are you one of those people that, you know, your kids run around and, you know, screaming, playing, whatever they're doing, and you need to rein them in, but you don't, you know, or a kid, you know, may talk back to an adult, and some people may think that is funny, you know, but it's not. It's actually showing that your child does not have respect for their elders. Hey, GP, welcome back. Hello, Samuel. Welcome. So, and I'm not saying, and I will put this out there. I do not think that all adults are worthy of a child's respect. I think there are some adults out there that are just downright rotten. you know, and I think that some adults are purposely disrespectful to children. That I do think. You know, but, you know, we have parents out there who, you know, just think that their kid is just cute. So are parents automatically biased towards their kids? I think for the most part, yeah, we probably are. But at the same time, you know, if you can tell your child to, you know, sit down, be quiet, behave, you know, whatever, you know, I don't think that you are that parent that is blinded by what their children do. You know, so why are some parents like that? Why are some parents, you know, not willing to acknowledge? I'm not going to say see their child's faults, but acknowledge them. Okay, GP, you know you're cute. Okay, all right. Samuel says that's a very deep statement. Okay. I wasn't trying to get deep. I'm just asking a question. You know, you have some, you know, people who just let their kids just run wild, and they think that is cute. You know, or that kid, okay. Now guys, this is an honest question that I have, because I have run up against this, and it's something I told my son don't ever do, and as far as I know, he never did it. Do you think that a child should, or even a parent, do you think a parent should push their children to do this, or a child should do this? Fish for that compliment. And do you, as the adult, do you automatically respond in the positive, even though it's something negative that they're doing? I mean, what if this child constantly just interrupts, and the parent is not saying anything? And they're saying, you know, say it's a little girl saying, do you like my dress? Do you like my dress? And you're talking with another adult, or you're trying to conduct some type of business, and they're constantly interrupting. Do you stop and answer that question? Do you ignore the child? Do you tell them, you know, not now, go away, you know, whatever. And the parent is, and you're talking to the parent, and the parent is not doing anything. What do you do? What do you say? I mean, for me, I'm ignoring them as much as I possibly can. And then at some point, I'm just, you know, go somewhere and sit down. Hey, crazy, welcome back. You know, what do you do? What do you do when that child is just constantly doing that? See, I come from the school of don't interrupt your parents or elders while, you know, when they're talking. I mean, you better be dead, dying, you know, or house better be on fire, something that better be going on for you to interrupt. But why do some parents not acknowledge what their children are doing when it's right there in their face? If that parent is trying to talk to you, and that child is, like I said, do you like my dress? Don't you think it's cute? Watch me twirl. I mean, just whatever it is that the kids say and kids do. You know, why don't parents stop that? And why do some of them, you know, just sit back and just kind of smile, and they think that it's cute, and you're ready to just clobber the kid. Am I being rude? Am I being mean? GB says, watch me whip, watch me nick, nay, nay. I mean, I'm just asking. Because I don't get it. I don't get why some parents just, you know, think that their kids are, you know, so adorable and so cute when they're pains in the butts. They're rude. They're obnoxious. And some parents take rude and obnoxious behavior for being cute. Hey, Power Girl. How are you? You know, so that's just a question that I have. They're little narcissists. Oh boy. And they grow up to be big narcissists. Oh goodness gracious. I mean, I, you know, and then you have those parents who get upset, you know, if you try to tell their child, you know, don't do that, whatever. That's not cute. That's not adorable. That's not funny. Your child is you know, acting like a little crapola, for lack of a better word, you know? So again, do you know when your kid isn't cute, or are you blinded by being their parent? I mean, you as a child, when you think back to your own childhood, you know, did you do things that you thought were cute, but you also knew that it was rude. In some cases, it could have been distasteful. But you did it anyway. And if somebody pointed them out, if somebody pointed your child's faults out or whatever, then the parents are getting mad. So would you get say that most parents, okay, I'm gonna put it in percentages. Would you say at least 50% of parents are pretty much on top of what their children are doing, and they would discipline them? Okay, Crazy says, my dad would slap the cute right out of me. GP says, having manners is a way of showing others you have respect for them. You know, and also, you know, GP, having respect for yourself. You know, so would you say that kids, that parents who are blind to their, I mean, I don't know. Do you think that parents are blind to their kids' faults, or they just ignore them? Which one do you think is more likely, that they're the most parents who are like that? Let's put the parents in that particular column. Most parents who are like that, are they either blind to their children's faults, or do they just not want to acknowledge them, or do they think that is, you know, that is cute? Okay, and Crazy says mostly ignore, and then GP says iPad parents. But you know what, GP, you know, before the iPads came along and the iPhones and the Androids and all this other stuff, all this, you know, technology came along, you still had parents who were like that. Okay, and then Crazy says, I think some may be blind, but that's a thin line. I agree. I think that most parents just ignore. I think most parents ignore because it's probably easier for them to do so. And then, okay, so Crazy, are you saying that kids that are raised by nannies, that those kids are usually blind to what their kids are doing? Because don't you think that nannies, I mean, I don't know. I think that nannies probably try their best to make sure that child is doing what they're supposed to do. But the child would just, you know, say, well, you're not my mom or you're not my dad, you know, whatever. No to the parents of Nancy. Okay. All right. Got it. You know, but I do think it is easier for people to ignore what their children are doing as opposed to just, you know, telling them to knock it off. And how hard is it to tell your kid to knock it off? I mean, if you're that parent that has allowed your child to behave in this fashion for, you know, quite some time, then reining them back in may be hard. But if you start off, you know, this isn't cute, don't do that, maybe you don't have to try to rein them in later. And Crazy says the nannies are rarely allowed to discipline. Let's see. Blunt says, I'm a nanny. I deal with this all the time. I verbally discipline occasionally. Okay, so when you say occasionally, I mean, Blunt, have the people that you, the children that you are nanny to or you nanny for or where you work for, I'll put it like that. Have they just come out and told you don't discipline my children? And I'm not saying, you know, that you're spanking them or anything like that, but have they, you know, have they just come out and said don't discipline my children? Because I have heard, okay, no, I have full authority. Okay. So is the occasional verbal discipline because they're, for the most part, they're good kids and you don't have to go there, or you just, excuse me, you just choose not to? When needed, okay. And Crazy says good, because all nannies that are good nannies should. Okay, all right. You know, and then again, do some, can you turn it into a wrestler and suplex for discipline? Do some parents not want to look at their child's faults out of guilt? And what I mean by that is, you know, maybe they're blaming themselves for, you know, well, you know, if I were home more, maybe I'd do this, or, you know, he's, you know, my child is going through this, so therefore, or, you know, my child is, you know, is doing this, so therefore. Do some parents just not discipline their kids because it's out of guilt? I'm doing well, sweet Angel Bear. Thank you for asking. Everything's going well. Blunt says, mostly the children I care for are good. Sometimes I want to. They are good kids. Oh, okay. All right. I can understand that. Okay. Crazy says, I think children from abusive homes or neglectful homes almost let their kids run wild because they feel like they're doing the same thing they had done to them if they discipline them. That's a good point. That is a good point. Yeah. I'm just reading what Crazy said. Well, Crazy, at the same time, don't you think that could kind of flip the other way? Meaning, because they came from an abusive home, that maybe they would try to do better by their children than want to see their children grow up the straight and narrow, or however you want to put it, so that they would discipline them? I mean, hey, Crazy.
Howdy. I don't feel very good, so just bear with me here, but
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I've been feeling like shit since Saturday. Excuse me, like crap since Saturday. So the reason I say that, and that's a very small blip of what you really could say, right? That was just a summary of, and the reason I say that is because you know some of my backstory, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I struggled as a new parent to find a healthy balance between me knowing that how I was raised, even though I felt a lot of it, and not felt, I know a lot of it wasn't, you know, not properly, it was overboard, yada, yada. I struggled to realize what was the safe balance, what was the balance in between that, right? What was okay to do, because who was I supposed to model that after? Who was I supposed to look to find out how I'm supposed to parent, right? So I think a lot of people struggle with, I don't know where the line is, so I'm just not going to do it at all. Maybe because people that can get help, parenting classes, you can tell me all that stuff, but not everybody has access to those resources. Not everybody knows how to find that stuff. Not everybody, you know, whatever. I think that that's what happens sometimes. I don't think that's a big majority or anything, but I just think that I've seen it. And matter of fact, I lived it. Like I said, I came from a home where I didn't want to carry on what happened to me. I knew that I made it. I also knew that I was safe. I mean, all the other things, but was that the proper way to handle my son? Right. And then the first time I ever did take something after him, like a wooden spoon, I cried more than he did because I busted his hand. You know what I mean? So like, because I cried out of me going, see, I did to him what I didn't ever want done to me. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Like,
yes, it does make sense. But again, if your child is doing something that is, let's say the two of us are talking, we're sitting, you know, down on the sofa, and we're talking, and, you know, your son or my son, you know, is constantly mom, you know, and they're just interrupting or they're, you know, trying to do some backflip or something. I'm just kind of just sitting there just smiling. Oh, isn't that cute? But at the same time, it's like, it's not cute because you're interrupting a conversation. I'm sitting here thinking that it's cute, and you're sitting there going, I wish you would tell that little boy to sit his behind down.
And I'm going to give you the other side of that. When a child wants to be heard, maybe the parents like, see, let's say that was a person from a home that no matter what they did, right, they could put on a full-on circus in the living room and the parents pay zero attention to them. Zero. I mean, they might as well be invisible children, right? And then so the parents, like, they don't want to stifle their children. I think I'm saying that some people don't do it. They're not doing it maliciously. They really don't understand that that's not going to help your kid. You know what I mean? That's not going to help your kid. But who's going to tell them that? Are you going to be like, dang, you don't ever discipline your kid. Look how your children are. And look how you are. Instead of being like, hey, you know, like offer a constructive criticism that tells them how to understand, because that person's not going to come out and say, I don't know how to discipline my child. I don't know what the proper discipline is. I don't know what, I don't want them to feel like I'm telling them they ain't worth listening to, right? Because it's not because that's what they really think, but in their mind, a person that's gone through some things, and their mind applies that to that. So I've seen kids, they're like, I'm going to let my kid do anything. Why? Because they basically came from a home where they almost couldn't leave. They never saw the light of day because all they could do was, you know, stay in the house. They never got to do anything. They were told no all the time. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think it's a balance.
But again, you know, you
still and I'm not saying it's right, by the way. I'm just saying, I think
I totally get what you're saying, but I'm saying, but you still have those parents that will just, you know, you're at the birthday party and your kid is like throwing stuff around and mm-hmm. you can see the host is like, just 10, 9, 8, you know, she's just,
and that's different.
Those are the parents that I'm mainly talking about. Those parents, the ones who just, you know, your kid is doing all this in front of your face and you're not telling them to stop. And the other parents are just kind of sitting there like, I mean, even some of the kids may be sitting there going, you know, she knows, you know, your mother, you know, I mean, and as soon as you do say something, well, you didn't have to talk to my daughter like right. that. You didn't have to say that to my son. And you're saying, well we've been sitting here watching this, you know, fool act a fool for the last 15 minutes yep. and you're not doing anything.
No. Yeah. You know what? Parents can be, because that, to me, in that situation, to me, that's entitlement, because now you're taking it outside of your own home. Because you know what? If you don't like how somebody raises their kids, you have the option to leave their house, right? I'm going to go ahead and leave you because I'm not going to tell you how to raise your kids, but I'm going to give you some constructive criticism. I'm going to try to talk to you, but if that doesn't happen, leave. When you're in somebody else's space, even if you feel like, let's say you were like that at home, you didn't discipline your kids at home, you can't tell me that you don't know that that's wrong. That's what I tell them. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. The parents, so do you think so that's why I said in the thing, parents who refuse to see a child's faults, do you know when your child isn't cute, or are you blinded by being their parent?
Absolutely. I mean, there's just a lot of them. They're not blind. Nobody's blind to it. Nobody. And I don't believe anybody's blind to it. There's a quote there that says blind, just meaning you have blinders on because you're going to focus on whatever you're doing and you're just opting not to see that. Right. But that's what I'm saying. Like, also for the party thing, I think I would beeline it for the parent. Hey, get your kid before I get your kid. And if they have a problem with that, it's time for you to go, because it's not about don't judge me, right? Oh, don't judge me and how I raise my kids. That's not the point. You and your child are now being disrespectful and disruptive at my place. So now I'm going to discipline you and your child, and maybe that'll teach you how to discipline your child.
Okay, so let's take that same parent and child, put them at Disneyland. They're in a public place. They're running around acting obnoxious, you know, getting in every, you know, if people are trying to sit and eat, or, you know, you're trying to do this, or you're standing in line for a ride and your child's running in between everybody, and you're just standing there just kind of like just talking to your friend or whatever, or you just don't say anything.
Okay, when I trip your kid, don't say nothing then either.
All right. Okay.
Look, that's the thing. All right. There's the FAFO for everybody, right? Kids and adults alike. Because if I tell parents this, and I'll stand by this. If you don't teach them, somebody will. Somebody else will. And they might not be as nice as you were going to be. And that's what I've said, you know, to people that don't want to discipline their kids. Because I have my ex's sister. Every one of her kids, none of them, they were just allowed to do whatever they wanted. And when I say literally whatever, by the parents, the grandparents, everything, everybody else. And then when they were like 3 or 4, everybody wanted to start disciplining them. And I'm like, that's not going to work. They, as far as they're concerned, every single one of you that are talking to them, they just see you as whatever. You never do anything anyways. Now when it comes to Auntie Crazy, right? When they were with me, there it wasn't like that. She's like, how do you do that? I said, because I don't allow children to be disrespectful. I don't beat them, but I guarantee you they understand that that's not going to happen here.
So do you think that parents are, for the most part, and that most part could be 51%. Do you think parents, for the most part, are to blame how their kids turn out when they're 21? Or because you let your child run wild, there was no discipline, are you to blame because child, you know, turns out and your child's robbing banks?
Yeah, because if you don't have consequences, you're just not going to understand consequences. You're just not. It's impossible to understand. And it's the same thing. And the reason I say that is because here at my job, I used to have the foul reward system. You fouled out, you lost if you got rewarded, but you lose part of what you get if you foul, like meaning, you know, and they had to implement it because people would keep doing the same thing over and over and over, no matter how many times you told them, oh yeah, that's right, you told me. But as soon as they get wrote up, right, and now it's on a record, now somebody has to be held accountable and responsible for it, that stopped happening. When you start rewarding people for doing other things, better things, they strive for that, right, instead of the bad things. It's like and I'm going to tell you this as an example of myself, and I think I said this before when I was around on a different place, but attention is attention, good, bad, or whatever, right? So when you learn how to get attention, that's the attention you're going to crave. And let's say they never knew any other kind of attention than robbing banks, and whether that was bad attention or not, that's all the attention they got. So guess what? All that rush, and until the day they get caught, they're not going to stop. Doesn't matter if anybody else says whatever, your friends could know about it, is they could threaten to call the police on you, but until the police are called and the police come and put handcuffs on you and you go to trial and you're held accountable for that, you're never going to stop doing that.
Okay, so let me ask this, and GP says the state prison will teach them. Okay, so I'm sure most of you guys have heard about that trial. I can't remember what state it is where the parents were. I think both parents were found guilty when their son went and killed those people. You guys know what I'm talking about? The trial was just like last month for both of the parents. Michigan. Yes. Yes. Where they knew that the kid had the gun and, you know, I think did the kid say that he was going to take the gun to school or something? But, you know, so my question is, do you think a parent should be punished for their child's mistakes? And I'm not saying as drastic as they go to school and they shoot, you know, shoot up the classroom or anything like that. I'm saying, you know, your child went and, purposely, you know, threw a baseball through Mr. Jones's, you know, his Mr. Jones front window. Is it enough just to say, you know, I'm sorry, you know, you pay for the window.
Pay for the window. Uh-huh.
And can Mr. Jones call the police, because your kid is not the first time that he's done this. I mean, he may be the first time he did it to Mr. Jones, but Mrs. Smith, you know, down on the corner, you know, he's tearing up her roses, or, you know, he kept Mr. Davis's dog or something. So if your child is a repeat offender, should parents be held responsible for? I mean, should they be prosecuted?
Up until they're 18. If you have custody of that child and you're a legal guardian, that's literally in the damn, it's in there. You're responsible for them. Because if a parent can be held responsible for a kid not going to school, can't go to jail for this, they're going to be held responsible for other things. I don't think that they should get like the same sentences as them. Like if they did something, like you said, like if they took a gun, right? Should the parents be held accountable for how they got that gun? If it was their parents' gun? Yes. If they got it from somewhere outside that the parents couldn't control, that's different. I'm just saying, I understand that, you know, whatever. If the parents did not know, they cannot be held accountable, right? But there's no way that a repeat offending a child that the parents don't know that they're doing at least.
Okay, all right. Okay. So let's say that your kid went and got this gun from, you know, Johnny or around the corner. And you don't know that he did this, but the gun was in your house. Your child brought that gun back into your house and he had the gun until he went and did whatever he did with it. Aren't you still responsible? Because shouldn't you still kind of know what your child is doing? Shouldn't you still, I mean, do you think that parents at, you know, even though you want to give your child space and privacy and everything, should you kind of go into your kid's room and kind of look around and kind of open some drawers and, you know, look in the closet and just kind of see?
I'm a little against that. I'm going to be on the opposite side of fence to that. I personally don't snoop in my kid's stuff. But it's more now. When he was little, yeah. You know, like when he was, I want to say before he became a teenager, maybe I was all up in his room because I was the only one cleaning the damn thing, you know? So, but then as he became a teenager, but see, you understand it didn't, what if they hid it somewhere that's just so oblivious? I mean, so how do you hold how do you hold a parent accountable? Because maybe they didn't check their room that day, but maybe they were going to check it tomorrow. So if they say that, does that make it better? Oh, well, I was going to do weekly room checks, but I would have done that tomorrow. I mean, that's a really tough one because let's say your kid, you've never seen anything like this before. They started hanging around some kids that, because kids will convince children. I don't care.
That's true. This is true.
It is, okay?
You're absolutely right.
You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, and you're just like, wait, what? Like, I don't even understand. Like, it doesn't even make sense to me. So do I think children that are problematic, that their parents should be doing more, meaning kind of on their tail more? I don't believe in the whole helicopter parenting or stifling them completely, because I personally believe that that will make them break out faster. But should they be accountable? Meaning, hey, Johnny, you know, you're always having problems. Can I check your backpack? You know, hey, little Johnny, you know, this or that, because I think they should be learned. Wow. I think they should be taught as an early age to be held accountable for their actions. Right.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to switch it over then. Then should you said that if your child came home with this gun, and let's say you didn't check his room today, you're going to check it tomorrow, but today is the day that he went and did whatever he was going to do. You did not know that he had this gun, and you were doing these weekly room checks. Hey, shy lady, welcome. Then I'm stretching here, but I'm trying to play both sides. So that parole officer who does those, you know, that person's supposed to check in every 2 weeks or once a month or once a week or however many times you're supposed to check in. They're doing the checks, or that DCFS worker who, you know, they were supposed to go to check your home on Monday, but instead they went on Tuesday. But on Monday, the parent beat the child to death. Should the DCFS worker be held responsible because she was, you know, because she just got so tied up and so busy with other cases that she wasn't able to go that day, but she was on her way to your house the following day? Or that parole officer, you know, he didn't follow up on
their job, right? That's their job, and they have to supervise how many children. Let's just look at the statistical point of, I probably don't have as many children as that parole officer has kids, right? Like, to look after. And I'm going to tell you this is what I believe wholeheartedly. They came to, well, I already told you the story. These people came to my house, never took me out. Never. Not one time. And there were some things they saw which probably absolutely should have been removed from the home, but they did not. And, but it wasn't, see, I think it all depends on what you're going out to check on. If it's non-violent stuff, right? If it's not something that, because this is so killer, because this makes me so mad when these kids die at the hands of parents that shouldn't have had them and they should have been taken from the home, right? But there was obvious reasons those kids should have been taken long before those checks were done. You know what I mean? These weren't okay, just
so,
checks.
Those
should be held accountable.
But are you holding the DCFS worker?
All of
are
them.
You holding her or the whole department?
Well, it should be the whole department. I mean, truth be told. No, honest, because you know how we talk about we need to clear some things out and restart them? That's right. Also another system that's very corrupt, all right? So that's very tough. And you know what? And if one has to go down, anybody who touched that case, who knew about the case, should go down with them. Because that's even worse if multiple people knew and it still happened.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? All right. So I'm back up a minute. So let's say that you're that parent who thought their kid was cute, never disciplined them, never told them to sit their behind down, and they grow up and they turn out to be this parent who DCFS has to come and you know you have a case now with DCFS. And I do something to my child or not necessarily do something to my child, but my child gets harmed because, you know, they're out there. I'm letting them just basically, I'm raising my child the way my parent raised me, whatever. But DCFS is involved. Can I turn around for my own, me as a parent, as my own defense and say, well, what did I do wrong? This is the way my mom raised me. This is the way my father raised me. I didn't know. I mean, at what point does ignorance not work?
I think that's a loaded question. But the variables on that are tough because, like I said, there's the misguided parent, right? The one that just has no idea. But and also nobody tells them. They just down them instead of giving them any constructive criticism. They're just like, oh, you're just terrible. You just don't know what you're doing. Well, what are you doing to help that situation? Don't criticize if you can't offer some kind of maybe help, depending on who you are. I mean, if you're just a person who doesn't know that person, you're gonna criticize and walk away. But like God, the variables are so wide and far on that. My brain can't even connect it because you're talking about people's lives. I mean, the reality is that I still go back to, if you're not going to teach them, somebody's gonna, you're probably going to be the lesser of that evil, right? In society, whether that be whatever, you can't count on nobody else.
Okay.
Nobody
all right. Else. Okay. So, if you don't teach them, somebody else will.
They
so,
are.
So I mean, again, let's step back for a minute. Your child, you know, they're 3, 4, 5, 6. You're letting them run around and you just smile and sitting there just thinking that they're cute or whatever. Or you're ignoring them. You just don't want to see what they're doing. And you, the other parent, is like, mm-hmm, all right, you know, one of these days. And your child goes to high school and they're, you know, they're doing basically what they do. They're annoying and what have you. And somebody slaps the crap out of them, another student. Does the parent have the right to get pissed?
No. No. And it's sad because they will.
Yes, of course. Of course they will.
But when I've been in this situation and I literally was like, well, you're not going to do anything and I'm not going to put up with it. And the thing is I've already told you. You know, I've already addressed the parent. I don't address children first. I'm address the parent first. And that's why I say that parents are responsible, because if they weren't, why would we address them first? We would go straight to the kid. But you're not going to do that unless they're 18 or older, right? Really, I'm not. Well, maybe if they're a teenager, because I'm grown at a grown kid. Anyways, you're going to go to the parent, you know, whatever, but like, I don't know. Like,
I mean, you okay? Technically, you should go to the parent, but there have been times when my son was little, I went directly to the kid, and I just knew, like, the next day, I know their mother's gonna come up and say something to me. I know their father's gonna say something to me, and they never did. But the kid straightened out. I mean, I more or less did a hand that rocks the cradle number on them, you know, and was like, if you do not stop, I will fuck you up, you know, whatever. And the kid stopped because I knew that going to the parent was not going to work. I knew that they would just, oh, you know, she's this, or, oh, he's, I knew I was going to hear that. But you
yeah,
know, I went
yeah, you know what? Child,
and they stopped doing what they, at least around me.
Well, see, I was just gonna say I've gone to the kids when I know it's not gonna make any difference. You don't think I've gone outside? Especially if I can't find the parent, I'm not gonna look for the parent. Now, if the parent is somebody I know, that's the parent, I'm gonna go to the parent, but I'm not gonna look for you. If your child is doing something right now, and you are not there, I'm going to be the one. I'm obviously not going to walk up and like snatch up these kids and like pull out a belt and do all that stuff.
But I'm definitely going to.
Yeah, right. Because if it was my kid, I probably, you know what I mean? Probably, I can't really say that. I would say I probably would, but I would definitely be different because that's my child, but my child would also know what's coming too. But like, that's also another thing, Solid. Just because a child knows doesn't mean they still won't test those boundaries, you know. But
oh yeah, definitely. But I think that children will test them with certain people. Because I know that when I'm around children, I don't know if I just give them this. Well, I do kind of give them this look or whatever. Yes, they don't test me. They may test the person that's next to me, but they don't test me because I'm like, I'm not playing this. I am not doing this. And I no. So
all the kids in the neighborhood used to come to my house, Solid, and those kids were holy terrors. Okay. I mean, terrible. Their parents would kick them out into the apartment complex because they didn't want them at the house because they were bad kids. But when they came to my house, they didn't do that. They sat there and ate popsicles and watched movies and went and played on the playscape out back and didn't give me no fuss. Did they break stuff sometimes? Yes. Did they roughhouse and get in trouble a little bit when it comes to like certain things? Yes. Normal kid testing boundary things. But all the rest of the stuff that their parents were always talking about they were doing, they didn't do that in my house. And it wasn't because I beat them. It was because when they knew when they walked in the door, but I also laid the ground rules. You can be in here and you can have popsicles and snacks and watch movies, but all that other stuff, you leave that crap out that door. You know what I mean? So like, do that too. Huh?
Do you think that children today are more disrespectful than?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Oh, for sure. But here's the other thing too. I want to tell you, it's crazy because I went to a high school that was very diverse, meaning that we had some of the most like bad kids, quote unquote, and some of the most supposedly prestigious children, right? All of them in that high school, all in one. But it was so crazy for the big prestigious kids that they love me. Right. And they would always come over to my house in my neighborhood because we had my garage and we would always like hang out. My garage was detached. Right. So we would just use that as our hangout. When they came over there, they didn't act like that. They didn't act like they were spoiled, entitled, rich kids. They were comfortable. They were like, I don't know. They acted like normal people. It was almost like they had to show that when they were out in the public. And it's almost like their parents wanted them to be entitled in public. If that makes sense.
No, it does, because I do believe that some parents do raise their children like that. I think they raise their children purposely to be like that, which hurts your kid in the end because you're raising a jerk.
Right.
You're raising someone who, you know, people are not going to like you. You're not going to get invited to the birthday parties. Right. And then, you know, when you get older, you know, you've burned your bridges with everyone else, that the only circle of friends you have are people who are just like you. And then you end up being jerks to each other. I mean, seriously, then you end up being jerks to each other. And it's like, you literally are on that island all by yourself. So it's like, why would you do that to your child? You know, why, you know, I mean, you know, don't you want your kid to have friends and, you know, and
get solid, but they only want them to have certain friends now.
But you know what? And those certain friends are the ones who
that are just
like you. I mean, again, your child is going to be a jerk surrounded by jerks.
Do you know that those prestigious children, right, the big entitled rich kids, felt safer among our presence? And I wasn't all the way on the other side. We were kind of in the middle somewhere, as far as not a big house or anything, but it wasn't like we weren't poor, we weren't rich. I guess they called it middle class. I don't even think we have one of those anymore, but like something like that. Do you know that some of those kids, not all of them, because some of them were just that kind of kid, and those are the ones that got beat up anyways. But the other ones would come over there, and you know, they were like, man, I feel comfortable, I feel safe, I feel heard.
Well, I mean, if you don't always have to be, and those kids are always having to be on. It's like they never get a chance to turn themselves off. They're always on, right? Because they always have to, you know, and it's like, and that's a lot of work. And emotionally, that's a lot of work. It's that a lot part. Of work to constantly be on. It's like, you know, just sit over there, just calm down, relax, whatever.
That part.
You know, so I don't know. But crazy. I'm going to give you the last word, because I am going to, I'm going to end this show a little early today. And guys, I will not have a show tomorrow. I will be back on Monday. But I am going to give you the last word, and I'm going to play, I do not have an outro song. So I am playing Michael Jackson, cause I do want to hear a little bit of hee hee hee. And I know I did not do that right. Forgive me. I am not Michael, but you know, hee 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 hee, whatever. So, yeah. So,
well, I mean, look, there's no, instead of, one of the things that I wish everybody would do instead of judging everybody else for the way they do things is offer some kind of solution for it, because I was judged a lot and not given any other options. So, you know, I mean, and I see that happen a lot, and I've also had to talk to myself about that, but not very long, because I use a lot of what I talk about as, because I'm an example of myself, you know, and what I've gone through and whatnot. But when you look at, another family, and you see somebody, first of all, if you don't have any kids, don't tell anybody anything about their kids, about how they raise them, because that's not, I'm sorry, but
well,
I don't. What I'm saying is, you have to understand where your position is, their position is, and come at it with that kind of knowledge. Not like you know everything. You're coming to them. What I'm trying to get at is don't act like you know it all. And when you give the advice, make sure that it's, you know, it's like, listen, this is advice. This is so you could try to, so I can help you try to be better. Maybe even myself be better or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I understand if people that don't have kids still know common sense, and they still understand boundaries, manners, respect, whatever and whatnot. But you also have to understand that you don't have kids. You got to understand from the parent's point of view. So don't come at it as a know-it-all, is all I'm saying.
Okay.
Sorry. And then for people, like other people, that just make sure that you're seeing the whole situation. And if you can't get a load of the whole situation, maybe don't offer because you have no idea what you need. You see how I get stuck because the variables are so high. Sometimes you just got to think about that and how you just to figure out how to approach the situation without sounding like a know-it-all.
Okay, but still don't raise a jerk. So
yeah, no, absolutely. Right, I'm just saying, when you go to them, just be like, look, I mean, say it if you have to, because believe me, I have to say it all the time. I'm not trying to be a jerk, but listen, you know.
All right.
Well,
okay, so guys, you all want to hear Man in the Mirror, Human Nature, or this is what I already have in here. Human Nature or Leave Me Alone. So Man in the Mirror, Human Nature, or Leave Me Alone. You guys have any preferences? Leave Me Alone. Okay, I have two Leave Me Alones. Okay. Does Leave Me Alone have hee-hee-hees? Leave Me Alone. All right, Leave Me Alone. Here we go. I promise I will not be in the background. Now, I do have to say, he did his hee-hees in that song, but he also does this, y'all don't laugh because I am not Michael Jackson, as y'all know. He also does that, whatever he does. I love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. But anyway, may he rest in power. Anyway, y'all, enjoy the rest of your week, wherever you are. And I will be back on this platform on Monday. So, see you later. Bye.